Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Once again, you're alive. Hallelujah to that. To hear and listen to Wisdom on the Dr. Copertino Show. You know, so many are saying that, you know, this life isn't worth living. I don't have anything. What I had, I don't have anymore. What I want, I can't seem to get. Oh, my God, people are sad. And you might be in that same shape. You might know someone who is in that boat this morning saying that, hey, it ain't worth it. I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of lying. I'm tired of begging. It's over. But hold it. Equipment to the rescue. First blood. Now, we're talking some heavy stuff this morning. First blood. What do you mean, doctor, talking about first blood? Some people's email, what do you mean first blood? I better be on that show. First blood means this. You, yourself, and I got to get it together. We are the ones at the head of the line now in 2019 with all eyes, like Tupac Shakur said before he passed, all eyes on me. All eyes are on you as first blood, as one that fourth offspring. You're still alive. Grandma's still alive. Great-grandpa's still alive. All these people are still alive. First blood means you. If you're listening to this show, we're talking about you taking the first steps, the first initiative to become footmen to the rescue. Oh, my God. Well, what do people need to be rescued from? Number one, they got a hell to shun. Number two, you know, I was told you got to get your house in order. Whenever things look gray and kind of grim, you know, feeling like, you know, there's no hope for tomorrow, get your house in order. Get your house in order. People crying and complaining, they ain't got their house in order. Footmen to the rescue, first blood, is now with boots on the ground available by email, by telephone call, or by knock on it. We're on a rescue mission. And let's not be fools about this. The world is in need of a rescue. I don't care how many steaks you have, T-bone, porterhouse steak, a ribeye steak you might have in the freezer. I don't care how many packs of barbecue ribs you have in your freezer. I don't care what size house you got. We don't care even about the car you drive. You know what we care about? Because if you ain't about rescuing somebody out of something, you're not doing anything. And I sure hope we have Colonel Dr. William Harrison all the way from the East Coast. You know, he's always just a joy. Very wise man. Colonel Harrison, are you with us again today?
Good morning, Dr. Capitan, and listening audience. I'm certainly on the air with you all again today. Thank you for the invitation, and it's just a blessing to be on the Dr. Capitino radio show again. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Thank you for just being alive so that we can hear the voice of wisdom and the voice of reason, and you certainly take first ribbon for that. You know, people that are listening want to know how they can befriend and comfort and make a difference in the lives of others. More than ever, communities are in need of footmen as watchmen, watchwomen, over the lives of others. I just said that. Communities need footmen and footwomen as watchmen over their lives like never before. Well, why is that? This is why. Monkey see, monkey do. If people in your community, your neighborhood, your neighbor next door see you acting a fool, see you trying to burn your own house down, beat up your spouse, if they see you doing this, they're going to feel hopeless, feel like there's no hope, and they might want to imitate that. We're saying, no, there's better things to do. What is better to do? Number one, looking out to care and to share your life with others. You can't go wrong. Do what you want to do. But let me tell you, it's much better when you have first put others first. We know the supreme creator, the being, the one that calls himself the I Am, and, of course, the Alpha and the Omega. there first. But we know when we put others first in our lives become better. We have a purpose for living. We have a purpose for being. We have all kinds of reasons why we can wake up the next day. And you know what? There's a song that says, and I'm glad about it. So we're glad to offer through the International Platform for Peace with Dr. Colonel William Harrison as the presiding platform minister and, of course, the speaker of the floor for anything that we do. We have him at the head of this. And the International Platform for Peace has formed this division within their division, Footmen to the Rescue. Now, this morning we're going to ask again of Colonel Harrison. Colonel Harrison, what is the benefit of anyone getting involved in Footmen to the Rescue? What are they going to get out of this, if anything?
Footmen to the Rescue offer opportunity, Doc, for people to participate in a worldwide initiative to travel and go and meet with heads of states and politicians of various other countries, as well as within our country, to advocate for peace, faith, and family. If we notice via the news media, the world is in chaos. People are being slaughtered through terrorism, some for Christianity, some just being fallen victims as a result of terrorism. But it provides an opportunity for us to contribute something to our society, our community, our society, for us to give something back, for us to participate, for us to advocate for our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children yet unborn. And it's more about just the present. It's more about than just now, present day. It's about not only today, but tomorrow, meaning the future. So we got to turn this thing around as people of the United States, as people of the world. We got to become more loving, more compassionate, more understanding. So Footmen to the Rescue gives an opportunity through the platform for peace, for traveling, talking to heads of state, being actively involved in your community, throughout your county, your cities, your states, and your towns. And so it's a golden opportunity to give something back, contribute something, and do something that's meaningful, that's going to help sustain peace so we all can live in peace. The opposite of peace is chaos. And I want to make a quick comment about First Blood, and then I'll yield back again, respectfully to you.
Yes.
This First Blood concept is interesting because I recall when I was a kid, and I had some buddies that were friends of mine, and growing up in the Carolinas, and we said we were going to become blood brothers. And so what we did, we would make a slip on a finger or near our wrist or something, and we'd join our wrists together or join our fingers together and made a vow that we become blood brothers and support each other no matter what happens or where we go in life or whatever part of the country or wherever place may lead us. And that was a powerful thing for a 10, 11, 12-year-old youth to do, because we realized the need to bond, to be together, to come together, combine together, to support, uplift, and make a commitment to help each other no matter where we might be in life or whatever may happen to us. And so this First Blood concept sort of ties in to what we did when I was a youth with my buddies growing up in the Carolinas.
My goodness. You know what? I got chills down my spine when I heard you talk about that, because that's really the embodiment of the Footmen to the Rescue. I mean, really getting all down in the trenches, do it or die trying type of personality. I mean, this is what Footmen to the Rescue is all about. We're recognizing that while we're born to different moms and dads, we all came from one central path. Therefore, that makes the woman next door, the man across the street, we're all really blood brothers, blood sisters. Really, we are, no matter what society might say. So the Footmen to the Rescue has adopted that, because you almost really got to believe that before you join forces to go and try to see into the window, into the world, into the home, and from a hospitality standpoint, what's going on? What do you need? Why are you sitting up in here looking like this?
Why are you sitting up in here talking like that? What is your problem? We're here to help you with your problem. Now, this footman to the rescue concept, Colonel Harris, and this concept is really bent on the doing to others as you would have others doing to you concept. And we know where that came from. We don't have to fool around with that. So with that being said, the concept as has been developed is to have membership qualities available to show our footmen how to lead out and show how. We're not putting a call out there right now for gangsters, gangbangers, people that are looking to kill and to take and to seek to destroy. Right now, the call out is for men and women successful in the world. Now, when I say successful, that means if you gave an animal a piece of corn, you're successful. So those that have put others, other humans, and those in the animal kingdom, children that fit into any kind of description, giving them aid. So our goal is to go into the home via the internet, door-to-door work, or community-to-community work, and there's no cost for that. We're calling out and reaching out for men and women that might have an hour, 2 hours a week to spare. Oh, yes, you got it. To make phone calls, to plan a schedule, to go out and talk with those in their community. Now, some are saying, well, how am I going to do it? If you live on 109th and Grape Street, then that whole boundary of the block should be your territory. And we can show you by script how to go if you're going door to door to accomplish our mission. If you're not, you can sit on their computer, and we have names. We have people that you can actually contact. I have 5,000 right now that I know would love to have someone give them an email message of hope, an email message of don't do it, stay alive, help is on the way, help is here. I mean, there's some things that we have already scripted for the footmen to actually use. So all you do have to do is go to our website, sign up to be one of the footmen. Once we get, and you would go to the contact section where it says contact. And on the event and membership page, it says if anyone wants to be a join or come to be one of the footmen to the rescue, now First Blood, then they can go over to the contact section. And in the contact section, when they click that, there's a little bit of information about the Footmen to the Rescue program. Once we get your information, then you get a packet and you're good to go. And we also have a reception schedule for July, which is our yearly gala reception schedule month. And the footmen that need to be initiated, ordained, or whatever Colonel Harrison might have in mind, we can meet up for meet and greet and really make this thing official. Colonel Harrison, what do you think about that?
Tina, you've been the diplomatic counselor of the International Platform for Peace, has given an excellent explanation, and we thank you for that. And I just want to take this time, and this is a revelation I have, to call out all men, call out men and women, but primarily men, secondarily women, not subordinating your sisters, but men got to take their rightful place in their homes, in their communities. And I'm calling out the veterans of wars, the veterans in this country, to get on board with this footman to the rescue. Some have gone abroad and fought in wars abroad, the Vietnam conflict, World War II, Korean War, and all kinds of conflict. And that was an admirable deed, a great patriotic deed for a country that was needed. But let's fight the battle on the front lines for peace of our country and for the safety of our families and the faith that this country was founded upon. We who are men got to take a stand, take the rightful place, to lead the charge. The those elected officials want to join us, we welcome. But at the time, brothers, without regard to race, color, nationality, creed, that we step up, step out, and get aboard this equipment to the rescue so we can save our country, we can save our community. That's the way we really will make America great again, by uniting as a force to turn our communities around and bring peace and tranquility to our country and our communities again.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God. You sent chills down my spine. That is exactly what is needed. And you know, while you're telling men, you know, here, I'm calling you out, then I'm going to step to the left and I'm going to say, hey, listen, women, you heard Colonel Harrison. It's time for us to do our share. This man bashing and running around trying to drag men in the mud, we really are wasting our time doing that, because man was created first. Now, you can go all the way back to any dynasty, any era of rulership by any nation, and you can follow them all the way from the beginning of the Egyptian, over to the Babylonian, over to the Medes and the Persians. Oh, my God, those mighty Assyrians. Hey, it's always been about the man. So women were created. Say what you want. You see how bad things are in the world, and you have no answer. Say what you want. But men were created first, and women were created as a helpmaker. You have some people going around now, men, born men, saying that they want to get a womb implant so they can carry a child. Men walking around 2, 3, 5, 6 months pregnant. You already know we're in trouble. So I'm going to, as a woman, call you out to go on back home. You see, you haven't done any good out there. Men are groping you 9 to 5 every day. Trying to get sex out of you 9 to 5 every day. You got to wear all those clothes, all those high heels. You got to get your hair. Hey, it's bad out there. When women take their rightful place, there's no problem. You don't have to worry about being assaulted and killed and your paycheck short. Go home. Learn to live by doing something from home. People are saying, oh, no, it takes 2 incomes. No, it does not. It takes wisdom and understanding to run a household. Now, figure that out. All of this foolishness, it is not gained. It's nothing. Our kids are shut down in the street. Anytime you don't know that your son's looked out the window 1 in the morning, hey, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something really is wrong. Anytime you don't know where your daughter is, she's got to call you once every 6 months. Come on. That's not the way. You're surely going to have problems there. So the call out to women, go on and be women. This alternative lifestyle and all of that, you're wasting your time. You're going to die in that. You're going to die in those sins. You're going to die unfulfilled because you're going out there trying to make God out of a fool. You're not going to make God out of a fool. You're going to die in your sin. You don't hear that anymore, but you're going to die in your sins trying to make God look like he's a fool. This is what Footmen to the Rescue is about. People are killing themselves all over the world because they're claiming, I don't know who I am. I don't want to be who I am. I wish I could be something else, not someone else. I wish I could be something else. I mean, it's really sad. And right now, the households are in trouble. If the households are in trouble, the neighborhood is in trouble. The neighborhood in trouble, the community is in trouble. The community in trouble, the city is in trouble. City in trouble, the state is, and then nationwide. No wonder we're having some of the most horrific, I mean, every other day it's either floods, it's either mass shootings, it's either tornadoes tearing things up. Oh, my God, just wake up any time of the night. You're going to turn your radio, TV on, your smartphone. You're going to see disaster somewhere. Footmen to the Rescue. While we can't hold back the winds of judgment, and we're in the judgment season, we can make things more palatable, and we can make sure that the main thing that people need is communication and the love from others and the hope that love will bring. Isn't that right, Colonel Harrison?
Absolutely. Doc, if we ever need it, needed hope, we need it now. We ever needed commitment, we need it now. We ever needed dedication, we need it now. We have to mobilize. We have to come together. If together we stand, divided we fall. I'm reminded that we are our brother's keeper. I remember a time growing up when neighbors helped neighbors. Neighbors shared clothes, their children's clothes, and they shared food and all those kinds of things to help each other if there was a family that didn't have. So the idea behind the footman to the rescue goes back to the age-old concept of communities helping communities. And it's an African proverb that said it takes a village to raise a child. So we are responsible not only for each other, but we're responsible for our children that live within our respective communities to help make sure that you're supporting your neighbor that may be having problems or may not be having problems with their children that are still living at home. We have to step up, whether we're black, brown, yellow, whatever, white, whatever color we may be, race we might be. Together we stand, divided we fall. And one thing I understand clearly after 38 years in law enforcement, and I served all kinds of people in the nation's capital and the suburbs of the nation capital, we help people without regards to their background, their educational background, their race, their color, their creed. If they had a problem, they were a victim of a crime, or they needed some assistance, we provided assistance. This footman to the rescue has to take on somewhat of the same mindset of becoming almost like a public servant, because we are the public, and we live in our communities, and we gotta make our communities whole again. And right now there's a lot of chaos going on in a lot of communities. A lot of senior citizens are living in these communities, and they are trapped because there's no one who can really look after them, see about them, and a lot of them are living alone in fear for to come out. So Footman to the Rescue would reach out their antennas throughout all communities, cities, states across this country, so we can start mobilizing to help turn this thing around through peace, faith, and family. We've done it once. We can do it again.
Good God. We sure did it once, and we certainly can and will do it again. Wow, you're on fire. I see stars. You're on fire this morning, Colonel Harrison. God bless you. Thank you very much. My God, if I ever been proud of this radio show, I'm proud today. Colonel Harrison, my God, you are a marvel. Now, with this footman to the rescue program, is there a reason of concern of others who might say, well, we're meddling in politics, we're trying to do the job of politicians in the community, we are trying to take away some of that thunder? Can anyone interested in becoming a footman to the rescue be concerned about such statements, such questions, such concerns?
No, there's no need for them to be concerned about that, because Women to the Rescue is a component of the International Platform for Peace, which is registered as a nonprofit organization. So we're non-sectarian in terms that there's no politics involved. If politicians want to join our efforts, our movement, and support it, we welcome that. But no, it's not political. It's about survival. It's about community-based neighborhood survival. And within the neighborhood's family, if there's no peace in that family, it's because of a lack of faith, the absence of faith. So if there's no peace, then there's chaos and there's discord in the family. We want to help restructure families, rebuild families, and make people feel not only safe in their communities, safe in their homes, but also safe across the land, precinct. We got to take a stand that the police department, age-old neighborhood watch program going back into the late 60s, early 70s. I'm a dinosaur, retired policeman. Those concepts work. We mobilize the people within those communities. Women to the Rescue is advocating to do the same thing, mobilize people within the community to help better their community, improve the quality of life, and take back their communities and work alongside police where police need to be involved as a component. But it's not a political initiative. It's a public initiative. It's a citizen initiative. Thank you.
My God, if anyone wants to reach Dr. Colonel William Harrison, you can by going to his email address. It's Warri, W-H-A-R-R-I, 1943 at AOL.com. I'm going to say that again. You might not have a pen or pencil handy, but if you have any questions, you want to contact him directly, he is at Warri, W-H-A-R-R-I, the number 1943 at AOL.com. Oh, my God. Colonel Harrison, I tell you, the God of heaven has touched you this morning because you're off the hook. Yes, that's right. Let's stop trying to put ourselves, our family, and our problems on the politicians. They are not elected to come and sit in your home and break bread. It is nice if they do that. In some cases, they do that. But that's not their Monday through Monday job to come in there and sit and hold your hand and ask you, you know, what is going on. Whatever's going on, it should be discussed. Family, and then, of course, reaching out for resources. Now, that is something that they do. I know they do. We have, oh, my God, I'm going to miss Supervisor Thomas. He's termed out into 2020. But he's just been marvelous. He's been a great man, our mayor. These are people that are in office to make sure on a civic and social level that the city is able to run smoothly because there are other institutions such as our law enforcement put in place to make sure that law and order and anything else we might need on a civic and social level. But when it comes down to these neighborhoods, as Colonel Harrison said, the Neighborhood Watch program was started decades ago. I still see some signs up in the on lawns. But whether they're on lawns or not, to cut through the chase, it's up to us, the individual, the community resident, to look after and care for one another. Some might say, well, I don't know what you're talking about, Dr. C, because aren't the churches are supposed to be doing that? Well, they are, the ones still standing. I sure hope they are. I keep reading that some of them are. I know Colonel Harrison is also a minister. He's out there on the ground floor. So we can't look to any other entity but ourselves. And that means, like we mentioned, we are brother's keeper, and we're putting that into force. It's either that or perish. It's either get out there and grab hope and ropes and everything else that will endanger us to our neighborhood residents and those in the community. Now, so it's like the floods now have just about taken people out in Uganda, Zimbabwe. I mean, you can't even get to some of the areas except by sea or by plane, and they're airlifting 5, 10, 15 out at a time. That's how bad it is. And so when you start talking about the disasters, many times our politicians and anyone else, FEMA, is not able to get to us. But your next-door neighbors, you can reach out and touch them. Hey, that's your salvation there. You don't have to wait and die inside because the politicians cannot get to you fast enough. Oh, this has been a wonderful show. Dr. Harrison, thank you so much for giving us the insight. As I stated, go to our website. That's IP4peace.org. Look what's going on there. Visit around on the pages. Get involved in footmen to the rescue, and we will look to hear from many of you. We have several hundreds now here on our show. We're going to look for you to join the footmen to the rescue program project instituted by the International Platform for Peace. Have a great weekend. It's been marvelous. Thank you again, Colonel Harrison, for being on the show. I tell you, God has really touched you. He's already touched you, but this morning, thank you. You've been on fire, and I know people have been helped. We'll look to hear you, see you in spirit, and, of course, reach out and touch you next Saturday on the Dr. Cappuccino Show.